Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Bills Wire podcast presented to you by USA Today, SMG. My name is Matt Johnson, one of your hosts alongside Jeremy, and we are excited. Bills victory Monday with a 20-3 victory over the Denver Broncos, improving to 8-3 on the season. First time since 1996. Jeremy, you got to be feeling really good right now. Really, really good. This is a great win for this team.
Yeah, you know, I think it was one of those games where it was the quote-unquote, well, trap game. You know, you have Dallas coming up on a short week. And it was a game, I think, if you look forward in the schedule, that the Bills really needed to get. It was an AFC opponent. So, yeah, it was a home game. You want to protect home field. And I thought they came out and did everything they needed to do today to win.
They did. You know, everybody in question was like, oh, well, as far as last week, you know, that we mentioned right. The doubters, the asterisk, you know, it was the Miami Dolphins. It doesn't really mean anything. Granted, we all know Denver's record. It's not all that great. They're currently 3-8, but a very tough 3-8. Yeah. Very tough. Fourth ranked defense overall. Mm-hmm. Very good rush and pass defense. A little bit better, you know, on the rushing side, but the Bills, I mean, they attacked and they went after them. They went tit for tat with them, and it was a really well done effort on all aspects. Obviously, not a big flashy explosive win, but I mean, for Buffalo, this was a solid victory. Solid victory and shows a little bit of consistency, which I think we've all been looking for.
Yeah, I think there was really probably two or three big takeaways from this game, Matt, that maybe we should highlight. One of them is the offensive line. And I thought that, you know, Mitch Morse being hurt early on in that game could have caused some issues, but I thought John Feliciano sliding over to center did a great job. And then Cody Ford on Von Miller, right? I think that's probably one of the big stories of the game coming into the game was Von Miller having that potential and really the whole you know, front seven of the Broncos, because they are, like as you mentioned, a really good defense. And I thought the Bills' offensive line really set the tone. They were able to run the ball today effectively with Devin Singletary going over 100 yards. It's like the second big thing I think we should discuss. But I thought that was probably like two of the bigger items that the Bills were able to really kind of showcase today.
Yeah, the offensive line thing is always a big deal. You know, that was a big question coming into the season. They played relatively well throughout. You know, some rough patches early on. But, yeah, I mean, against that pass rush and everything else that Denver did throw and could throw, they did hold up very well. I was very impressed when I was looking at the total rushing yards for Buffalo as a whole. I mean, yeah, you mentioned Devin Singletary had a great game. But overall, as an entire unit, the Bills had 244 yards on the ground. So, I mean, that's a statement. That's a statement.
No, it is. You know, you had a good contribution with Frank Gore, you know, eclipsing, you know, actually, you know, going past Barry Sanders in the all-time rushing leader list. You know, he had, I think, over 60 yards today or so, or somewhere in that neighborhood, too.
65.
Yeah. So, yeah, so you had a good contribution from him with limited touches, but they really featured Singletary. And then, of course, you have Josh Allen scrambling back there and being able to make some plays. I thought that one third down that he picked up to extend the drive was huge. And his legs will always be an asset for that offense. But, yeah, you're right. You never thought going into this game the Bills would have that many yards rushing against that defense. So, huge props to the O-line for that.
Yeah, they just awesome job. Awesome job. It's good that they're flexible and adjustable like that. Not many teams have that luxury, and you know, we all didn't know what to expect, but they did it very well today. Very well, very effective. And it made a big difference, too, as to how this offense got to really function.
And they hit a deep ball, Matt. I know. They finally hit a, well, it was a slant and go, but, you know, pretty much a deep ball, I guess you could quote-unquote, you know, per se, call that pass to John Brown. And great, you know, catch by him to lay out and make that play in the end zone. First, it was, of course, ruled incomplete, and then replay showed it was complete. I know you were at the game, Matt. Did most people, while it happened in real time, think that was a touchdown, or were people?
Oh, yeah, they instantly knew. It was – it was relatively obvious to us. I mean, obviously, it's very Bills, pro Bills crowd, of course. But, you know, from what I've seen looking at the big screen, looking just on field, it was obviously a catch. I mean, there was a little – I mean, just a teeny bit of maybe he didn't really do it, but it mostly looked like a catch. He had very good ball control, ball control in the end zone landing. It was a hard land, too. Yeah. For him to hold on to it the way that he did, pulling in for that touchdown, it was big. It was really big, and we knew as soon as they challenged for it that it was probably going to get overturned.
Yeah, actually, when you said hard landing, it reminded me of you guys probably wouldn't have seen the replay on the telecast that I was able to see, but John Brown was on the sideline and he kind of showed to his teammates kind of cuts and scrapes he had on his arm from diving from that play. So it looked like it was a pretty good gash, and you're going to have that kind of burn on a kind of not a natural grass field like that. So yeah, it was definitely a really good play to see, them just to connect because they have been working so hard, after practices, and it's been kind of a talk of press conferences, and the Bills have had to answer questions why they haven't been able to connect on the deep ball. So to finally get that also answered in this game is just, kind of icing on the cake.
It was. I mean, that was pretty much the go-ahead touchdown,
right? That really sealed it for them, right? I mean,
that was over.
The Broncos couldn't do anything offensively, so that additional score just really put the game out of reach for Denver.
Yeah, it was a great play. That was pretty much my cue to head out. I was like, I'm like, yeah, there's no way Denver's coming back. And obviously, of course, they didn't. They couldn't do anything. But I mean, receiving wise, everybody did very well. Allen and Beasley connected for a couple big,
the touchdown pass to Beasley was great.
Yeah, he had the touchdown pass, a couple little short range, mid range, passes, but Beasley was getting the job done. The ball, it passed the ball around. Tyler Kroft did something. He had a big 14-yard catch. That was really cool to see live.
yeah, I'm sure. Then you had Trey White, locking down Cortland Sutton. I thought the defense too, if we want to talk about them and flip to the defensive side real quick, Matt. Denver, sure, they might be shorthanded there with Brandon Allen playing and not having Joe Flacco, but still it was a dominating performance by the defense, and you love to see that, especially because early in the first half I thought Denver and Lindsey had a couple of decent runs. I was wondering if they were going to be able to kind of run the ball like Philadelphia, control the clock, but Vic Fangio decided to throw it a little bit more, and good thing, because it ended up, I think, really benefiting the Bills that they kind of went away from the run game a little bit.
Yeah, I have to agree. I mean, it was poor play calling on Fangio's part.
It was kind of perplexing to me because they were getting some good yardage on the ground. And,
yeah, good, really good chunks.
But they made good play action. They would convert on play action passes. Some crossing routes over the middle to Noah Fant comes to mind, so they had some stuff working there, and then it seemed like in the second half they just didn't have any answers at all. So credit to the Bills for making adjustments, but also I don't know what Denver was trying to do.
Yeah, I'm not entirely certain either. I mean, they were still in it at halftime, and legitimately that touchdown, that deep ball touchdown pass to Brown was pretty much the one that put it away. But they were in the game throughout the entire time. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'm looking at Cortland Sutton's numbers. He's their, number one receiver, essentially. Yep. Off of 8 targets, only 1 catch and 27 yards. So it's weird. If it keeps happening, I mean, obviously the Bills have a really good secondary. Just keep running the ball up the middle. Challenge the Bills' rush to, defense. And, they definitely made the Bills' defense look really, really good with some questionable play calling.
I also thought too, Ed Oliver up the middle was really strong today. I think this was probably one of his best games as a pro, and also Shaq Lawson.
Yeah.
So those two guys in the defensive line, I think Jerry Hughes been on the injury list or injury report the last couple of weeks, I should say, with the groin, but still playing. I don't think he's 100%. And Trent Murphy hasn't been giving you really much off the other end. So it was good to see a couple other guys on the defensive line step up and the interior line get some push too. I thought Latulae had a pretty good start to the game as well. And they just got a good push up front and were kind of in Allen's face, you know, pretty much all day. And when he would have any time to throw, they had moderate success. But that second half, like we just talked about, I don't know what they were trying to do. It was, seems they just were disinterested, trying to really improve from any momentum they would have had in the first half. Like I said, I thought they did a decent job on some play-action passes, and then it just kind of faded for them. So credit to the Bills, I guess, for you know, causing that.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, they didn't really get into the red zone much. I think only once, and it was the one that Trey White picked off.
Right.
You know, that was really the closest that they ever got. They had great opportunities. It was pretty much an interception for interception exchange because Josh Allen had gotten picked off in the right spot too. But
get this, Matt. I just saw this on Twitter. So the last five possessions for the Broncos, they had 3 plays, 7 yards, 3 plays, negative 3 yards, 3 plays for negative 9 yards, three plays for 7 yards, and 3 plays with no yards. I mean, just their last five possessions, I mean, I think that nets 2 yards. So, yeah, that's – you're not going to win, and you're not even going to get close to scoring points that way, so – yeah, they definitely have their struggles. I don't know how much credit it goes to the Bills or how much ineptitude you want to place on the Broncos. But, you know, going into next week against Denver, I think – or, excuse me, going into this week's Thanksgiving game against Dallas, I think the Bills will have a much tougher test offensively with Zeke Elliott, Michael Gallup, and, of course, Dak. So that's just going to be a huge step up in competition coming up here Thursday.
Big step up. I mean, I've been watching the Pats and Dallas play. Pats held them to only 9 points. It was only a 4-point difference between that. We all know the Bills defense can contain. You know, they can contain Ezekiel Elliott if the scheme, you know, everything matches up and everything goes very well. But I'm very curious to see. I know that there's some weather conditions out there, but I'm very, very intrigued by this matchup with Buffalo and Dallas. I mean, Thanksgiving, it's, you know, Dallas plays every year on it. It's been a while since the Bills have played on Thanksgiving, and I think we're in for a good matchup that will be worth sitting around and watching. There's a lot of dynamics aspects that I'm looking forward to that, you know, get a better gauge on this just about certified playoff team that we have here in Buffalo.
Yeah, and obviously going into this game with Dallas losing, dropping another game, this game is really important for them. You know, much more important for Dallas than it is the Bills. So it'll be interesting to see how Buffalo can match, which I would think would be a desperate Dallas team. So it's not going to be an easy one for sure. And with a short week, you know, both teams have to deal with that short week, but I do think that Dallas is much more primed for, you know, success. Just being, you know, just having the game at home, you know, always dealing with the national spotlight. It's not anything new to that organization, and they need the win way more than the Bills do. And oftentimes, you have to look at the desperate team as the one that has the edge. I think the Bills are already opening up as about 7 or 7.5 point underdogs, so. Yeah, the records would not tell you that, but so you already kind of know where Vegas and where the thought process is leaning in toward Thursday night's game. But yeah, this will be probably the biggest test of the year, but it's an opportunity for the Bills to show nationally who they can be. So I think that should be motivation enough for this team because they're still, you know, watching Sunday night football and, you know, hearing some of the commentators still thinking that, you know, while Buffalo's having a good year, they don't think that they're true contenders yet. Well, this is a chance to prove doubters wrong still. So we'll see. We'll see how they respond.
Without a doubt. I mean, the last couple years, you know, primetime opportunities for Buffalo have not gone in their favor. So this is, yeah, you are right. This is an excellent opportunity. and I don't know, it's got a just old school vibe to it. I'm just excited for it. It's gonna be should be some hard inning smash mouth football. So I'm looking forward to that one.
If I'm not asleep before then, but yes.
Yeah. Yeah, if you're not, you know, turkey drunk or
comatose, yeah.
But all right, very good. Jeremy, you got anything to add?
No, this was I think Bills fans should feel really good. It's hard to nitpick after a performance like that from the defense. You finally got to see the deep ball work with Josh Allen. They're featuring Devin Singletary, which we've been clamoring for. Ed Oliver looked good, and he's kind of not necessarily struggled, but you just look for more sacks or more impact plays. He had those today. Like, I think if you're a fan, you have to be just really reassured that, you know, this team is legit at 8-3, and they have a chance Thursday to supplant that episode or that that thought process in the minds of a lot of doubters right now. So that's where I would take it going into Thursday.
Very good, very good. That pretty much does it for today. Yeah, a big, very big Buffalo Bills victory, solid in all three phases. And we're excited. Thanksgiving Day coming up quick. Enjoy your holiday and enjoy Buffalo Bills football. Till next time, go Bills.